let me tell you about Saturday morning. Saturday morning was a penny rush at the local picture house in Woodlesford. Mother would give us tuppence, penny to see the film and a penny to spend on sweets. As you come down Midland Street, about a third of the way down the hill, there was an off-licence shop there. Opposite the fish and chip shop was an off-licence, and we used to get a penneth of sweets on the way to the cinema, go down to the cinema, to the side door, and we'd all be standing outside, and then about 10 minutes before the programme was for starting, the doors would open and we'd all rush in and give him his penny as we went in, like, you know. And it was usually a cereal. It was either a Superman or Naoki, the Jungle Girl, or Three Musketeers and a cowboy film. Mostly a cowboy film. Roy Rogers, Hopalong Cassidy, Buck Rogers, the Cisco Kid. And then they were all there. There'd be 100, sometimes 150 people in the kids, all children in this. And I mean, you couldn't hear anything because they were all shouting at each other. But it were our morning, like, you know. Can I just tell you about 1947? The difference between 1947 and the snowfall we had then and the snowfall we've got now is now it's published more. You know, you've got all the media and everything on it, and you've got all the equipment to clear it all. Well, the only difference between the two winters, we had the same amount of snow, we didn't have no way to get rid of it. A tractor would come out, they got rid of the last drop of snow, the hard frozen ice at the side of the roads. They broke it up with forts and majors that rear wheels were steel with spikes in to break it up so they could shovel it and take it away. Round about the middle to the end of May. That's how long it lasted. Sunday, early March, or middle of March, early March, middle of March, Sunday, it started snowing. And I had a sledge, me Uncle Leonard made me a sledge. So I was going to Farmer's Hill. I was taking my sledge to Farmer's Hill. And I pulled, and it was snowing and snowing and snowing. So I went to Farmer's Hill, there were lots of other kids there. We had an afternoon sledge in into the evening, and then towed my sledge back home, pulled it back home.
And that was in March 1947?
In March 1947. We went to bed, still snowing, went to bed, woke up, and I couldn't open the back door. Couldn't get out because it was full right over. I mean, the fields, drifts, whew, it snowed. And then we had to wait for it melting. And when it melted, the only way you could get rid of it off, dig it off, like, you know, and there were a lot of it. And when it all melted, then we had floods. That's the only time I know Oulton and Woodlesford to flood. And that were down in where the Beck is, down Farrow Lane, over there. All them fields where the cows used to, all when the snow melted, and the big quarry where the brickworks were, the big quarry, when the snow came, you could walk around it, jumping from rock to rock and things like that. And there was little, fairly big pools in between and all that. You could see the newts and tiddlers, like, you know, the fish. And when the snow melted, when it had gone, that thing was about 10 foot below the top from full.
Where else did you roam in the village?
We would go get, if it was eating chestnut time, sweet chestnut time, we'd go into the Loony Woods, where all the sweet chestnut trees were.
Why did you call it the Loony Woods?
Well, it's a bit naughty, is that, because Oulton Hall was let out as a home for people that had been shell-shocked and things like that, or wasn't quite as bright as what they should be, you know. They were living there, and they had wardens or rangers that used to look after them and everything like that. And we used to sneak in there, over the wall, sneak in, and one person watching for the rangers. Now it's a golf course, but one person watching for the warden or the rangers, and if they came, back over the wall and out. And there's also in there was a couple of little meres where what were stocked good fish, you know, roach and a bit of that, like, you know. I mean, everything is still there now because it's a golf course, whether it were eating chestnuts or conkers. There were conkers in there as well. Another favourite conker place were Farrer Lane. They used to hang over the wall, did the trees, from the doctor's gardens at the back. And down, right down at the bottom where the beck was, Merck's Beck, there was a garden. As you come down, it made a 90-degree turn, did the lane, and there was a big chestnut tree there. And we used to get the chestnuts from there as well.
And did you have much contact with the farms?
My contact with the farms, when I got to around about 10 years, I used to go down to Manor Farm, Knowles's farm, what I knew as Knowles's farm, and I used to bring the cows up and milk the cows. I had a buddy that used to, he were a good cow milker as well, well, Billy Courtman, who were a smashing lad, and another friend of Peter's and mine, like.
And did you get paid for that?
No, we did it because we wanted to do it. The four brothers who were on the farm, one of them was Cyril Knowles, who was the light heavyweight wrestling champion of Europe in his time. And he, when he was wrestling anywhere within the vicinity of Leeds or Alton, he would take me to watch him wrestle. That was a perk that I liked as well. You know, and that was his way of saying thanks for helping us with the milking. Yeah. And in the summertime, I would be on the cart stacking, you know, to take the corn away for threshing, like, you know, they'd stack them where the thresher was going to go, and I would put them on the, I'd be stacking on the cart with a horse and cart, or the tractor and cart, like, you know.
And did you ever watch Cyril wrestle in Alton?
When the war was over and all the men were back, then there was a comic band was formed and we had a carnival day. And on that carnival day, sometimes it was in where the football field is, and it's been in Rothwell Park as well. Well, that carnival day, they would bring wrestlers. And I don't know if you remember a guy called Les Kellett. Well, he was some distant cousin of my father's. They're a big family. And he was a very, very good light heavyweight wrestler. But he was also a comedian. And if he was wrestling, him and Cyril used to get together and be a tag team. And occasionally they'd wrestle each other and fool around a bit, like, you know. But, I am saying that, like, you know.
And did you wrestle at all?
No. I said to him, what does it hurt when you put a headlock on, you know? And he says, come here. And he went, ow, ah! And he hardly did anything with me, you know. And I said, okay, I know now, like, you know. Yeah. Don't be so curious, he said.